You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
How was your evening last night, fam? What you getting into?
Man, struggled through Monday Night Football. Hating I didn't get to see the Warriors act the fool last night. My goodness. Yeah. What was it, 100 points in the first half or something? 92 points?
91, I think.
Klay Thompson broke the record, 14 threes in the game.
Oh, Steph just Curry's happens record. To be his teammate's record.
Oh, you sound like a Lakers fan over there hating.
Whatever.
Appreciate greatness when it's in your face.
How's not when it's evening? A detriment to my team. No.
I'll tell you what's a detriment to your team.
What?
That coach and
Luke Walton. He's fine.
Oh,
come
you
on,
know
he's
gonna get fired. Come
no,
on,
he
now.
Ain't. No, he ain't.
Every coach that LeBron gets to gets fired at least
gonna,
once.
Who we gonna get replaced with? Ty Lue?
Kobe?
No. Oh, Kobe? Yeah. I'll be down for that. He's a good coach.
Can you imagine Kobe coaching Brian?
Yes, I can, actually.
Coaching Brian and Rondo and them, that would
That's
be
right.
super funny. Pull the Magic Johnson.
I would love it. Yes. And then Kobe come in. Hey, Rondo, get out, fam. I'm getting in.
Ty Lue available, too, by the way.
That's what I'd say. Like, no. We don't want Ty Lue to coach our team.
I can't see him coaching the Lakers like that.
Nah. So my Seminoles, my 56th grade Seminoles, you know, we're getting ready for the Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl week. So we're in, preparation.
You're supposed to play the Arrowhead music.
Nah,
they
man.
They do the same thing?
Nah, it's different. This
y'all
Chiefs.
Do a different chant?
Yeah.
Y'all do the Bad Boys chant?
Go!
I was about to say, y'all do the Bad Boys chant? Oh! Take it to the floor.
Nah, man. So, whoever wants some can get some from my Seminoles. You know what I'm saying? We ain't playing around.
Who y'all playing?
I think we're playing the Pumas in the Super Bowl. So, a swift beatdown is on the way.
Those are the Pumas.
But, you know, I gotta break out this music again, you know, because Shay, she's been absent.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, man.
You know, I think our good sister Shay, she has an extreme case of jet lag or something going on. But, yeah, you know, ain't no need to worry, y'all. Shay will be back this week. So, you know, we got to play the Shay Watch music.
Still know the lyrics?
No, I don't know. I'll be there. That's what I'll do. I'll be there. Come on, Shay. Oh, man.
I'm older than you and you know this theme song.
I don't know. Hey, y'all. We got your entertainment news on the way with the Shade.
Come back home, Shay.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:21 right now, 63 out in Riverside. Time for the Shade would be shining.
Oh, Lord. This thing between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj is getting out of control. So Nicki Minaj on her Queen Talk radio show, she decided to go into detail about what happened between her and Cardi at the New York Fashion Week or something like that.
Yeah.
Ra really, really beat Cardi's ass bad. Like, really bad. And I'm not trying to, you know, and I'm not trying to be messy. You went home and told people security hit you. And we let that lie continue because of legal reasons. I told Ra, don't tell anyone you hit her because I don't want nobody trying to sue me. Because they're going to come to the person with money. Instead, you went home and told you, I guess you had to look like a gangster in front of your friends and your family and I get it. Oh, Ra beat you so bad that I was mad at Ra. I'm talking
sure
about the
were.
Punches was so hard in your head that I was mad at Ra. I'm like,
sound like snitching to me.
Sure you were. That's dry snitching. That's what that is right there.
Sounds like that to me.
I'm not trying to be messy, but I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, say all this stuff that happened.
Yeah.
I'm gonna peel your face off like a grape.
So, of course, Cardi, she couldn't take it no more. She had vowed to be quiet. Boy, she made like 10 videos on her IG. And,
oh, wow.
Yeah, here's one of them.
This is my thing, Nicki Minaj, right? How you saying that I got ragged by Ra Lee when there is so many footages of that night,
footages.
Every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? Why would I be here sitting in line like, oh yeah, I did this, I did that, knowing that the next day there's gonna be so much footages of that same
footages.
Night? And second of all, how you say that I was the wild animal, that I attacked you, that you was mortified, that you was humiliated, playing the victim, but now you're the gangster? You need to pick a side. Do you you want to be the victim or do you want to be the gangster? You lie so much you can't even keep up with your f-ing lies. Oh. Ernest was saying that you got the footage, your cameraman got the footage, but now you're talking about you want to pay somebody $100,000 if they give you the footage?
Footages.
I don't know if it was Merriam-Webster's or Dictionary.com, but they got on Twitter and said footages is an actual word. Yeah, it was Dictionary.com. They got on Twitter. They said, yes, Cardi. Cardi B said footages. Yes, it is a word. And it is also trending on Dictionary.com. So I guess, you know, Cardi is maybe a little smarter.
And I
would have
asked Dictionary.com to use that in a sentence while they over here playing with that. I never heard nobody say footages.
I haven't either. Cardi is just footage, okay, hun?
They probably made that, put that in the dictionary for Cardi.
God, man, this is crazy.
When is this beef going to be over with?
I don't know. Never worry. I hope soon. I hope that, like, Queen Latifah or one of the OGs, Moni Love or somebody, could come and kind of correct this thing, man, because this could really spiral out
Mona
of control.
Scott?
No, absolutely not. She need to keep her hands off of this. In other news with Cardi B, she announced a release date for her collection with Fashion Nova. See, she got too much to lose right now to be in these little beefs and stuff. She uploaded a post to social media saying, my Fashion Nova line will be dropping on November 15th for all sizes. Get your coins, sis. That means it's going to be expensive.
But that's what the people want. They want messy Cardi.
Nah,
they
I don't.
They want messy
nah,
Nicki.
Man. Sometimes you got to give the people vegetables instead of, you know,
fruits,
cookies and yeah. You know, stuff like that.
Sweets and...
Yeah, stuff that's bad for you. Yeah, we need these two powerful women to come together and make peace. That's what we need.
Where's Lil' Kim?
She's just gonna make it worse, fam. Come on. You know she's anti Nicki Minaj right now, so...
And Foxy's anti-Cardi?
Foxy is cool with Nicki. Nicki always up big ups. Fox.
So they all choosing sides on Legends, too. Who was beefing back in the day?
This is crazy.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it? Yeah.
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103. Chill.
Why you mad, though?
Good morning. I'm mad because I ain't one that damn nigga Mickey's a fan about you, and I got to still get up and go to work every morning.
Mm. You and us both.
No, we all need to just pinch in like $2-3 and go get about like 20 tickets from all over the country.
That ain't gonna work.
It's all over the country.
You need to get up and go to work. Okay.
Get up, get out, and get some.
That's right. Like Goody Mom said.
Oh my God. How come the people that don't need to win the Mega Millions is the one winning the Mega Millions?
How you know?
They don't need it.
They might be working every day just like you.
What you need it for?
I can be well off, so I ain't gotta go to work every day. I'm tired of working.
I pay your bills.
Oh, my God. Who is this?
This is Shay.
We're going to need you to come over here and fill in for Shay.
I need to.
Girl, you better get up and go to work before they fire you.
That's why I'm mad.
Uh-huh.
Can you pay my bills?
You better
bills?
Be mad at work.
All right,
you
have a good one too. Now
we all at you.
Y'all too.
My bad.
Sit your ass down.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Play it at All in Black Party is coming up faster than you think. November 10th at the Voodoo inside Harris Casino. Daniel Caesar's first appearance at KC. Soul Revival, Love Macy.
I'm so anxious.
Yeah. Are you now, Love Macy?
Yeah. Watch out that there.
Oh, man.
She not for you, man.
It's going down November 10th. Get your tickets at kprs.com. Limited tickets available. Standing room only. I'm hearing.
I'm trying to tell them. They hurry up.
Play, so much going on in the world, man. And Donald Trump, he will visit Pittsburgh today in wake of Saturday's massacre at the Tree of Life Synagogue, in which 11 people were killed. In the deadliest anti-Jewish attack in U.S. history. The White House said that Trump, who will be joined by First Lady Melania Trump and reportedly by his daughter and son-in-law and senior advisors Ivanka and Jared Kushner, who are Jewish, will be going to, quote, express the support of the American people and to grieve with the Pittsburgh community. Democratic Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto said that Trump should ask the victims' families if they want him to come and that he should wait until the funerals are over, with the first two scheduled for today. So yeah.
Yeah, what do you think about that?
I believe in letting the families grieve and going through that process, and I think that mayor is right. You should kind of, I believe in asking for permission for that. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
Meanwhile, the alleged gunman, 46-year-old Robert Bowers, was released from the hospital after being treated for injuries he suffered during a gun battle with police and appeared in court yesterday in a wheelchair. He was ordered without bail ahead of the preliminary hearing later this week and didn't enter a plea. Federal prosecutors plan to seek the death penalty in that. Also, in other news around the country, the 56-year-old man alleged to have sent pipe bombs to prominent Democrats, including former President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, as well as other critics of President Trump, made his first appearance yesterday in Miami federal court. Federal prosecutors said at the hearing that they want to keep Cesar Sayoc behind bars until trial as a flight risk and a danger to the community. Another hearing was set for Friday on whether to grant bail. Sayoc Attorney General Daniel Aronson urged people after the hearing not to rush to judgment, saying, right now we know very, very, very little. You have to keep in mind he has not been found guilty of anything, end quote.
I don't care. Know.
Right. I'm with you. Like, to me, that's like attempted murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you're sending pipe bombs to people's houses.
Even if you wasn't trying to hurt somebody that you said or whatever, you're still scaring people's lives and threatening people's lives in that way, attempting or whatever. So, yeah, I have no sympathy for that dude.
This is unbelievable, man. The world we living in right now is crazy. We got to stay on our P's and Q's. We got to pray for each other. We got to, you know, help heal each other, not look down on each other, because you never know what people are going through. And at the same time, we also have to get our minds right as well, because some of this is, you know, mental. It's a lot of mental issues going on.
It's about self-respect to me. You got to have respect for yourself. And once you respect yourself, you'll be able to respect other people.
Yeah.
Real talk.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Man, the countdown for the 2018 midterm election is definitely on. We are 1 week away, y'all. Take your power to the polls this Tuesday, November the 6th. Jackson County residents, you can review the sample ballot at kceb.org. Remember, local elections definitely matter.
Yes, get out there and vote.
1 week away, y'all.
Real talk.
The Overland Park Police Department is asking for the public's help in identifying three men considered to be persons of interest in the October 26 shootings at Oak Park Mall in Overland Park. Mm. Now, police released the photos of the men yesterday afternoon, 3 days after the armed disturbance sent shockwaves through shoppers and mall workers at Oak Park Mall. Man, can you imagine just walking through the mall, you know, trying to go into Lids or trying to go into, you know, the Foot Locker or something, and you just hear these shots going on, fam? Come on.
Yeah. Where can you be safe at, right? You know, you got kids. You probably got kids with you, families out here.
Right.
This is like what happened by the food court, right? So, you know, people are trying to get something to eat. People in Wichita were talking. People were talking about this in Wichita.
Yeah,
it's crazy. So we gotta do better about that. Real talk.
And you know, another thing is by the holidays. The holidays are coming up, so people are gonna be at the mall shopping.
What made me think about what happened at Independence Center? What was that like?
A couple years ago.
Yeah, what happened over there by the Macy's or whatever it was, that in that store. And a lot of people were not scared, but you know, concerned about going to Independence Mall to shop.
Yeah.
You know, whatnot. So yeah, something to think about. But yeah. Hopefully, you know, get the information out. And of course, what's the number again for they want to for the tips or whatever?
Oh, 474-TIPS.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
So, Stacy Shaw knows the law. Of course, we got a lawyer in our family.
Yes.
But she sent reinforcements this morning. I'd like to welcome to the show my man, attorney Victor Finkelstein.
Yes.
How you doing this morning?
Doing good. Thanks. Good.
Thank you for joining us. And what you got coming up for us with Stacy Shaw Knows the Law?
Well, today I'm going to answer a question I have gotten hundreds of times in my 28 years of practicing workers' compensation law, and that is, what should you do when you get hurt on the job? I'll be back at 7:35 with five things you need to do if you get injured at work.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
7:21 right now on your Tuesday, 62 up in Leavenworth. Time for The Shade with Be Shining.
Gotta wish a couple of birthdays to our celebrity friends. Sharnell Brown, you know her from A Different World.
It's a different world.
She was Kimberly.
Yeah.
Guess how old she is?
43?
58, fam.
Whoa.
Kimberly is almost 60.
Wow.
My Lord.
Happy birthday.
Latrice. She used to work here.
Yeah.
I forgot her last name on that show. Let's see. Nia Long. Yes, the fine Nia Long. She turns 48
with
today.
Cherry Thong with the lights on?
Yes, Lord. Snow. You remember Snow Informer? He turns 49 today.
Wow, 49?
49 for my man Snow the Informer. Otis Williams, one of the original Temptations.
Go ahead and say it.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
You know I had it on deck. He turns 78 today.
Is he the last original?
He turns 77, rather. I think he's the last original member of the Temptations that's alive. Eva Marcel, you remember her, America's Next Top Model. She turns 34. Fine. Taquan Richmond, actor from Everybody Loves Chris, turns 26. Ivanka Trump turns 37 today. And the fine Ashley Graham turns 31. Happy birthday to everybody born on October 30th.
Is she fine?
Boy, look. Sock up with a biscuit, boy. So this is Shay's like favorite show, the Red Table Talk with Jada Pinkett Smith. And her and Will Smith have been going on there and just been exposing their entire marriage and how they got through everything. And they got to the juicy part yesterday, Play. They talked about how they basically almost got a divorce and they had to destroy their marriage and rebuild it.
To have to let go of the picture.
Yeah.
To have to let go of the dream was devastating. We essentially had to destroy our marriage.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, I can't do this anymore. And to me, it was over. But divorce was never even an option.
Gotcha. I was like, wait a minute, hold it. No.
I was reading in the tabloids that we were getting divorced and all of that stuff. Like, and it was like, it was never even
a consideration. Yeah. I've never even seen a divorce lawyer. Right. It was like, that was never.
It was never,
it never
even a consideration.
My mind. Like,
but was it for you?
Because I had been divorced before, I wasn't getting divorced again.
Right.
Okay.
Like,
so
divorce wasn't an option. There was a time when I was scared that she might.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this. I put in too much.
Yeah.
Period. What is most important to me is my family.
Well, I need me a Jada Pinkett, boy. I'm glad they got through it because I remember a time where it was just some bad rumors about them. Like, they were going through that quote-unquote divorce, and then they were saying that they were swingers and all this other stuff.
Yeah, Scientologists.
Yeah, all that crazy stuff, and I'm glad they worked through it, man, because, when them rumors start to mount up, like, people will start believing that type of stuff, and that's unfortunate.
Hey, it's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Just remember that.
Is your driver's license suspended? Are you experiencing child custody issues? Do you need advice about an auto accident? Now it's time for Kansas City's favorite lawyer, Stacy Shaw, on Hot 103 Jam.
Thank God we got a lawyer in the family. It's time for Stacy Shaw Knows the Law. This morning we have attorney Victor Finkelstein in the building talking about workers' compensation. Let's get right to it, Victor.
All right, well, thanks. This is Vic Finkelstein with Stacy Shaw Law, and here are five things to do if you get hurt at work. Number one, report the injury. Don't wait. Go immediately or as soon as you can to your manager or supervisor or the person designated by HR and report the injury with a full description of what happened and what was injured. Mm. Number two, request medical treatment. Your employer is required to provide medical treatment for you at their expense, but sometimes you gotta ask. If they don't have a specific doctor for you to see, ask them to call their insurance company for a referral.
Okay.
Number three, if you see the doctor and they release you to return to work with or without restrictions, go to work. Now, I know a lot of times you're hurting, you're in pain, you don't feel like you can go to work, but go to work. Don't skip work or your job could fire you for attendance issues.
Oh.
Bring a copy of your restrictions, and if they try to make you do more, show it to them and say, no, I'm not supposed to do anymore.
Okay.
Number four, keep all your doctor, clinic, test, like, you know, MRI thing, mm-hmm. and physical therapy appointments. If you cannot keep the appointments, call and reschedule. Don't be a no-show, no-call. Not showing up for treatment could really hurt your case and your recovery.
Okay.
Number five, when you go to the doctor, whether it is their doctor or yours, mention every part of you that is injured, even if it's not bothering you that much at the time, because if you don't get treatment for it, it could end up bothering you more down the line. And tell them about your pain level and how it affects your ability to do your job, especially if it is getting worse. And then the next thing is, if you're really hurt on the job, you need to call an attorney that's experienced in workers' compensation. A lot of attorneys do personal injury, but they don't really know workers' comp law. So get an experienced workers' compensation attorney to help you maximize your recovery. This has been Vic Finkelstein, attorney with Stacy Shaw Law. Come visit our new Kansas location, 630 Minnesota Avenue in downtown KCK. Okay. Call us with legal questions at 816-359-1877 or visit us online at stacyshawlaw.com and make sure to tune in to our new show, Five Things, on 38 The Spot, Saturdays at noon.
Thank you so much, Attorney Finkelstein, and for Stacy Shaw Knows the Law. We'll see you next Tuesday.
Yes.
All right.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Well, y'all better get them tickets for the All in Black party. It's coming up soon.
How soon?
About a week and a half away.
Okay.
November 10th. Who going to be there?
Love Macy. And Soul Revival.
Can you dig it? Chocolate love.
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 Limited tickets available. Go to KPRS.com for all the info on that.
You don't want
to
miss out.
So we had some sad news yesterday in the town play. You know, something that really is near and dear to my heart.
What would that be?
Chubby's is closing.
Oh, no.
Chubby's is closing.
Chubby's?
Yeah, dog.
By the Uptown.
It's been a Midtown mainstay since the late 1980s. And, yeah, unfortunately, it's coming to an end. Like this,
what
this
if I told
music
you,
bed that I had coming up, but it's not working.
What if right. I told you I never had it?
Then you did yourself a disservice. That's what I would say to you, sir.
Oh, okay.
So, the owner plans to shut down a diner 6 a.m. Thursday right after Halloween, staying open, around the clock for the holiday. Meanwhile, the Oklahoma City, Oklahoma restauranter plans to open Crazy Crab and Seafood in that same spot in early 2019. So everybody get your 40s out.
Come on with it.
And pour one out for come on with for it, Chubby's.
It seems like yesterday.
I had many, many, many delicious meals with my pops and my brothers there. Oh, Lord. Not Chubby's, no.
This is my flannel, man. Where my flannel at?
Sing it with me, y'all.
A lifetime of memories going down the drain.
Come on.
Pour one out for Chubby's, y'all.
I like to keep stepping.
Hit the high note. Hit the high note, Blaze. Sing it.
The pain.
My 42 memories.
Come on, Whitty.
Take a drink and I start to think and I.
We gon' miss you, Chubbies.
I know one day, Lord.
We gon' miss you, Chubbies.
Ain't my favorite part of the song, though.
Why?
God, oh God, my God. That's my part right there. Put out a message for me.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
He's a soft bum now, and I was so horrid. I got a whole nother man, and he's mad. He can't even come to the hospital no more.
To the hospital? Was y'all working together or something?
No, we ain't working together. We work with our kids together, but he can't even come to the hospital to see the baby if the baby goes to the hospital.
That's what you're saying. Okay. So why y'all break up? What happened?
Because he was a cheater and a
Oh!
You liar. You a cheater.
And it's been a while, and we thought we would be cool until, you know, we went to the hospital yesterday, and he had to get put out by the security.
Oh, dang. No. Security!
Security!
Oh,
please.
My Lord.
Exit left.
And your new thing is better, huh?
Ah, way better.
How you know he ain't cheating on you, though?
Mm.
He ain't cheating on me.
Okay.
I'm too good to him.
Uh-oh.
He know better.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I said it's a know better, but you know, when you got a good woman, you wouldn't want to lose her. Some people just don't know better. They was young, and now they grown, and it's too late to apologize.
Too late.
All right, what's your name?
Chanel.
All right, Chanel. Treat them right.
I do. Thank you. You guys have a great morning.
You too.
Same now.
Ma.
Thank you.
Flex on your ex.
I was with my son's dad, right? But I had been kind of wanting to get out of the relationship anyway, so I found out he was cheating on me.
Mm.
So I went ahead and got with, you know, a new boo. And it's just been an all-around upgrade. I'm talking about upgrade in the bedroom, upgrade on the quality time, and upgrade financially. So I'm lit right now. Do you hear me, y'all? Mm.
Why were you in a rush to leave him so soon, your first man?
Because, like, it was just the relationship. He ain't the kind of person, like, we was together for the baby, you know? He's not the kind of person that should be in a relationship with anybody.
Upgraded in the bedroom, huh?
Single. Yeah, all around. That's all, like, I'm tripping. I should have been did this. Like, I'm so lit right now. Y'all don't even know.
I've been tripping you.
Right.
Hey. All right, what's your name?
Kayla.
All right, Kayla.
All right, man.
You have fun with your new boo,
yeah,
okay?
Enjoy that life.
I will. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
She is super happy, boy. She got some this morning.
Oh, Lord.
I know that voice, boy.
Love me, sexy.
Hazel, bring back them ribs.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
It is now 8:23, currently 61, up in Liberty. Time for The Shade with Keyshawn.
Oh, man, this beef ain't gonna never end play between Cardi B and Nicki Minaj.
It ain't over.
So Nicki Minaj went on her Queen radio show to describe in detail what happened between her and Cardi B at the New York Fashion Week fiasco.
Ra really, really beat Cardi's ass bad. Like, really bad. And I'm not trying to, you know, and I'm not trying to be messy. You went home and told people that security hit you. And we let that lie continue because of legal reasons. I told Ra, don't tell anyone you hit her because I don't want nobody trying to sue me. Because they're going to come to the person with money. Instead, you went home and told you, I guess you had to look like a gangster in front of your friends and your family and da-da-da. I get it. Ra beat you so bad that I was mad at Ra. I'm talking about the punches was so hard in your head that I was mad at Ra. I'm like,
really?
Somebody told a lie one day.
Oh.
Nicki Minaj, I'm not trying to be messy, but...
You're a liar.
Oh, Lord. So Cardi B, she could not stay away, fam. So she had to go to the IG, and she posted up at least about 10 videos. Here's one of them.
This is my thing, Nicki Minaj, right? How you saying that I got ragged by Ra Lee when there is so many footages of that night, every single angle, and where am I getting ragged at? Why would I be here sitting in line like, oh, yeah, I did this, I did that, knowing that the next day there was going to be so much footages of that same night? And second of all, how you say that I was the wild animal, that I attacked you, that you was mortified, that you was humiliated, playing the victim? Victim, but now you're the gangster. You need to pick a side. Do you want to be the victim or do you want to be the gangster? You lie so much you can't even keep up with your lies. First you're saying that you got the footage, your cameraman got the footage, but now you're talking about you want to pay somebody $100,000 if they give you the footage.
The footages!
The footages!
Is that a group? Like,
reduced out a group? Cardi B and the footages?
I got all of them.
Oh, man. Listen, these two women, they need to make up. They need to become
powerful.
Where
are they people in their corner?
Fighting, obviously.
What's good?
Because I would be like, this is not good for business out here.
I'm going to peel your face off like a grape.
Oh, no.
The bad thing is, actually, it might be good for business because it's bringing attention to both of them. But eventually it'll burn out and people get tired of it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we need Queen Latifah or, you know.
UNITY?
Somebody, one of the OGs to come through and settle this thing because it could get out of, well, it did get out of hand at the New York Fashion Week.
So. The Real Roxanne?
One of them, somebody.
Yo-Yo?
Salt and Pepper, somebody. Cardi B has announced the release date and other news for her collection with Fashion Nova. She uploaded a post to social media saying, "My Fashion Nova line will be dropping November 15th for all sizes. Get your coins up, sis. That means it's going to cost you some money. It's going to be expensive.
A great Christmas gift for your boo.
Making that real money."
Okay, all right.
Somebody going to booster it and going to be in the... They're going to be in the salon.
$40.
$5,
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.